You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 705. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us today. Hope you're having a great day. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of yours with us. As always, interesting question. We get a lot of questions, of course, from people looking to figure out how to get authorizations.
Yeah, authorizations, airspace authorizations, can be really tricky. And people are wondering, you know, is this hack that you guys have on YouTube applicable to all different kinds of airspace or just class D and E? So we just wanted to clear the air really quick and talk about some of the success that other people have had in getting airspace authorizations.
Absolutely. So before we get to the question, we want to thank our friends over at videoblocks.com/drone. Guys, if you have a video that you're working on and you need some clips, you need some audio, anything that you need to complete your video that you're preparing for that client that you weren't able to get, or maybe it's just something really cool that you want to add in, you can check out their 150,000 videos, 100,000 audio clips. There's a lot of great stuff there, royalty-free stuff that you can obtain by going to Ask Drone You. I'm sorry, that's not right. It's videoblocks.com/drone and get a good deal on that. So check them out and we'll get right to the question.
Definitely right to the question. You know, before he plays that question, I totally pulled a Rob today.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
I didn't comb my hair.
No, I comb my hair every day.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. That one that's up there?
There's actually about 13. Don't sell me shorts.
Have you had any experience in filing for authorization in Class B airspace? I'm specifically looking for information on filing successfully around Boston Logan International Airport.
Well, thank you very much for the question, Jade. Appreciate it. And guys, if you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com and please share the podcast with your friends, your family, somebody that you think might have a small interest in drones. Maybe we can help them kind of drive that interest up and, I don't know, maybe find a new flying partner. Share it with us.
Definitely. Please, if you want to give us a little Christmas gift, that would be the Christmas gift to give. I think that would be that would be really awesome, guys. I would really appreciate it. But, you know, it's funny. We actually had a friend who we were working with in Phoenix, Arizona. In fact, I got two friends in Phoenix, Arizona, both of whom have used our airspace authorization video on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and search Drone You or Ask Drone You airspace authorization, I actually put the link in other videos because there's three videos. One where we had the FAA on, an older version, and the newer version. I think I took off the older version. I also linked the step-by-step guide in the FAA interview, which has a thousands of downloads. So you can actually have access to that. But anyway, to our friends, they've used this step-by-step guide to get airspace authorizations in Class Bravo in Phoenix, Arizona. I've also got a friend who's used this step-by-step guide to get an authorization in Miami's Class Bravo as well. Now, I know that you're going to have to be more specific as to, you know, what you're looking to do. In fact, we recently did a podcast and someone was asking, and I want to go back and change it, but someone was asking, you know, do I need to be specific if I don't know the operation that I'm going to be doing? And the FAA just put out a document recently saying, like, you know, we are going to ask you to be more specific. You're going to have to tell us about what operation you're trying to do, what are the heights of your operation, when you're trying to do that operation, and give us more detail. So they are actually looking for more detail now. But, you know, if for everyone who is still waiting or awaiting their airspace authorizations, in fact, I just got one from CAPA that I applied for. I think it was back in June. So we're talking like 6 months. The LANCE system is supposed to be fully operational by like second week of February. So there, you know, keep your hopes up because things are going to be getting a little bit better. And I'm really excited for that. And I've actually used the LANCE system myself through Skyward. And it's been really great. I actually enjoy it. It's super simple. And I think that, yes, should she file for the airspace authorization right now? Yes, I would. You know, but even with that, they say 90 days and 90 days, I'm just not sure is really plausible.
Certainly not our experience.
No. No, it's not. And a lot of people remember, actually, in September of, I believe it was like 15, Congress mandated the FAA was supposed to have everything in order like within a year. And we're a little beyond that time. So,
yes, indeed. But the land system is going to be great. So I would imagine Boston would be included in that in terms of what she's specifically looking for.
Yeah. No, so remember, the land system is essentially releasing new airports every, I think it's 56 days, because that's when new sectional maps come out. That's when the new, what is it called? The UASFM maps come out. But I will say, I've been seeing some errors in these UASFM maps. If you actually overlay a UASFM map onto Sky Vector or a sectional, you'll notice that sometimes the GIS system that they're using to create these UASFM maps actually extends out a little bit beyond what the actual controlled airspace is. I've ran into that now twice. So I think there's going to have to be some corrections in this UASFM system.
So did it keep you from getting authorized to fly?
No.
Okay.
No. And in fact, in some cases, it still says 400 feet in those areas.
Right.
Which, if you think about it, 400 feet would be what you're limited to.
Anyways.
You know, anyway. But then the issue becomes, well, what if that 400-foot area is near a city or a city center with tall buildings? Because if it says 400, you cannot go over the 400. But if it's outside controlled airspace, you can go 400 feet above the tallest building and within a 400-foot radius of that building. So
okay.
You see how that could cause a problem.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because I think most folks, the understanding has been that you can go 400 feet from the highest point where you're taking off from. And that's not true
in a UASFM section.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah,
very
that,
important point.
That can be problematic, to say the least.
Yeah. I would imagine there's a lot of folks out there that are operating without that understanding.
True.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
True.
But getting the authorization in Class B is very doable. Like you said, we've had people that have done it using the resource that we're going to include here. You sent me that link, right? So that we get that included.
Yeah. Cool. I did send you that link. I think so. Anyway.
Awesome.
But yeah, that should answer her question. Yes, people have used this video to get Class B authorizations, and you should be able to as well. Now, guys, if you have a question, please go to askdroneu.com, upload those questions. We love getting those questions. But also, if you would please share this podcast with a friend, reach out to someone and say, hey, if you're getting a drone, you know, you could get them the gift of education, but if not, just have them listen to this podcast, because it could be really beneficial. You know, I want to do an advertisement. I think I emailed you yesterday where it's like, let them take flight, not give them a formula for disaster. So because a lot of people who are just going to be getting drones this year, they're going to get really excited. And they're going to crash them in the first couple flights, which is pretty normal. So make sure that, you know, who knows, you might get some good information out of the show that would really help those people out and keep them happy. So make sure you give the show a share. We would greatly appreciate it. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.